Let me deal with something that came up yesterday, and my critics and enemies are trying to make hay out of it, trying to discredit me. Let me give you the context and explain what's going on, and then get back to business. We had a caller yesterday, and he posed the idea that if we didn't have abortion, we'd have no Social Security problems. That is, you shouldn't have abortions because it will lead, if you don't have abortions, you'll have better economics. So this led to a discussion where I argued that this is an unknowable proposition. I cited the analysis and discussion in this best-selling book, Freakonomics. It's on the closely related topic of abortion and crime. Well, there is a campaign making hay of my remarks and taking them out of context and totally reversing my obvious meaning. The author of Freakonomics, Steve Levitt, engages the theory that abortion reduces crime, and he also discusses, as I did, the racial implications of abortion and crime. And he does that in an extended debate on Slate.com. I was referencing this debate and pointing out how tricky it is to argue for a pro-life position because of economic benefits. I was pointing out that abortion shouldn't be opposed for economic reasons any more than racism should be supported or opposed for economic reasons. Immoral policies are wrong, and they're wrong because they're wrong, not because of an economic calculus. One could just as easily have said you could abort all children and prevent all crime, which is certainly true, to show the absurdity of the proposition. So let me repeat. These are matters which scholars talk about, which people write books about, which debate in public policy relations among abortion, crime, and race. That's what we were talking about. Sensitive area? Absolutely. As a philosopher, I was showing the limitation of one argument by showing the absurdity of another. I was showing the fallacy of a proposition by using what's called an argumentum ad absurdum or an argumentum ad finem. But in sum, let me just restate what I said yesterday. The whole idea of aborting anyone to reduce crime is, as I said on the air yesterday, impossible, ridiculous, and morally reprehensible. That should end it. That should be clear enough to anyone with an open mind. This whole thing is ridiculous, totally without merit. People will keep yelling about it, but you have a comment, Seth?